Hey guys, Todd B here. In lesson five, what we're gonna do is take our chosen book idea, take all of those ideas that we've generated for that book, take the structure that we picked in the last lesson, and start to organize all of our ideas around the structure to create a real book. It's actually gonna happen. Do I look more disheveled? I feel like the further we go, like, is my hair falling flat? I have no way of knowing that, and it really distresses me. My hair is amazing, and I don't want it to disappoint, right? So let's jump in here. Day five, organize your ideas around your chosen structure. Here's what I've done. I'm trying to keep things really simple. Now, remember, we got this massive list of stuff. We're not doing anything with it yet because I want to talk about something really quickly. Now, this isn't an easy process, but it's a necessary process. Remember, what we're trying to avoid here is this situation where you start writing and you don't know how to continue. So whenever we have all our ideas, we have all our structure, you're spending 6 days on this now, so you don't waste 6 months on it when you don't know what to write. We're gonna take our ideas, we're gonna put them where they go so that we can write most effectively. Again, I'm doing this in the digital space. I've done it plenty of times where I would literally write each idea on a post-it note, manually stick them up around my structure, so I could do it that way, but for ease of display and showing you, I'm gonna keep it right here. And so you can see at the top, my chosen structure is a classroom. And I've decided that there are gonna be these three things involved in that. Remember, my book is, I forgot to put that, How to Self-Publish Your Book. First book, right? So I've chosen the classroom structure because I know I want people to start at A and get to Z, and they can't skip anything along the way, right? So what I want them to do first is write the book. Actually, I'm cheating myself a little here because it's editing the book. Then we need to publish the book. Then we need to market the book. I almost didn't follow my own rules here. And so I'm gonna go through this, and it's going to be very straightforward. Another process similar to the generation of ideas, but I'll go a little longer before I fast forward here because I want you to see how I'm thinking through each of this, right? So since I generated all these things out of order, it means that I don't exactly know what's going to, it won't be like, oh, this first group here, yep, that's writing the book, yep, that's, no, that's what we're about to do. So right now this is chaos. I'm about to make it organized. Isn't that a great thing? So cover, good idea. Clearly gonna go under marketing the book. How to find a good designer? I would think that would probably go under publishing the book. And actually, now that I think about it, this probably goes. Okay. This probably goes at publishing as well. See, I'm doing it live so that you know how the I'm not trying to trick you into thinking that, oh yeah, it's just easy. That's why I didn't want to script this, because this process is going to go very much the same for you. How much money should I spend on the cover? Clearly, I had a lot of cover questions. That's going to go in publishing the book. Can I design the cover? Okay, so I see I went through a series of cover thoughts right here. No problem. I'm just going to pop those all into this structure. All right, marketing the book. Should I use Amazon? Yeah, I think, you know what? I think that goes in publishing the book. Amazon, yeah. Writing the book, sure. Chapters, outline. How do you know if your book will sell? That definitely goes in the writing the book section, not in the marketing the book section, because before you start writing, hopefully you think about if it's going to sell or not, unless it's not in your goals, and otherwise there's no problem. How do you know if your book will be terrible? Write a good book. Book that makes sense. Inspire action. Chapter structures. How do I find it? Oh man, this is all great. Okay, so look at this. This all whole chunk, and you can kind of see how my process went. Everything came in waves. So one thought led to the next. That's probably what happened with yours too, is you had an idea and then your next idea kind of piggybacked on that. And so you'll find big chunks and stuff like that. So we've got a whole bunch of stuff on writing the book here, right? So we're gonna continue, we're gonna go on through, right? How do I get my book on Amazon? How do I price the book? How do I get a Kindle edition? So I'm gonna go ahead and put this, I think this goes here, and that would be publishing the book. How do I price it? Yep. Kindle edition, yep. Hardback copy, audio copy, yep. How should I publish? Oh, that's a great question. How should I format? Should I hire a ghostwriter? That goes up at the beginning. So I've got a bunch here, boom. These are more that are going in the publishing section. Should I hire a ghostwriter? That's a great question. That's going to go in the writing section. I'm not going to hire a ghostwriter because I have way too much fun doing this. What should I do if I don't want to use Amazon? Well, that's a great question. Probably goes in the marketing the book section. Now, truthfully, probably what I'll do is do this right here. I'm going to copy this and put it in publishing the book section. And it's going to go somewhere like where... I'm going to rename it something like that. Right? And I kind of cheated and slipped into the next lesson a little bit, but it's all good. So, marketing the book, sales page, lead placement, online cart. Okay, we got some different, you know, software services here, creating buzz, advertisements, how to drink enough water while you're writing. Wonder why I thought of that one. That's going to go up at the top. Which kind of book should I write? Yep, up at the top, how-to book, memoir, offer course on writing that specifically. I don't know what that meant. Maybe it'll come to me. Break down the different types of books. Yep, fiction books. What genre should you write? And then marketing in all caps. So I'm popping. So you can see this is all flow, right? All stream of consciousness. I'm going up and through. I'm not checking checks. I'm just clearly still paranoid about recording. How to offer a course on writing that specifically. Man, I have no idea what this is. I think what I meant by that is this. Should this be... Yeah, and the answer is maybe. All right, let's see. Marketing, bang. Obviously, this would go under marketing, books, social media, email list, killer book description, readers' testimonials, bang. Look at that. Wow, and just like that, guys, look how that happened. Isn't that amazing? I chose my structure. I had my huge chunk of ideas, and now we're in here. And we have something clear, right? We don't have to guess. And actually, I'm even going to make it simpler. I might keep this separately in the final draft. I don't know what I'm going to do with that yet. What I think I'm going to do right now is just keep it in one of the three. I like three. Three is a really nice thing. So what I'm going to do is put that right there. Say editing the book. And already more things are coming to my mind. Content editing. Proofreading. Typos. And then just, you know, general line edits, revisions. Oh, here we go. Here's a good one. Professional versus Fiverr versus self-editing. Yeah. See, so already I'm coming up with more ideas now that I've structured it out and I can see it in order. I know how this is going to go. So look at that. Day five, organize your ideas. I don't know why I read the top line. Organize your ideas around your chosen structure. Guys, we started with nothing. We started with zero. We had no ideas. We had no nothing. And now we have this humongous list of ideas before we've even started writing. Not only that, we know what structure it's going to be in. And so I hope you're getting excited about this, because if I was really writing this book, I might. If I was really writing this book, I wouldn't have even written a single chapter yet. But what's going to happen is now I'm going to be able to go in and know exactly what I'm going to do and how I'm going to write it. Almost. I'm getting ahead of myself here. But that's day five. That's all you have to do is take your big list of ideas and then put them in the structure that you decided on. I wrote this line here. Remember, if it looks like you're beginning to track a murder suspect or have one of those Sherlock Holmes diagrams on the wall, you're probably doing it right. Nailed it, right? So it's important, again, I do want to reinforce before we move on that you don't want to filter yet, right? Like maybe you'll see something. Actually, I don't know if I follow my own rules, but in general, you don't want to start cutting yet like I did with this one right here, right? Like I had no idea what this meant, but I didn't cut it because I wanted to keep it. I knew there might be something there that Crazy Todd was thinking, you know, when he wrote that. So I'm going to keep all of my ideas here because I don't really believe in the delete button. I believe the creative process is bigger than that. You want to keep everything and fit it in best you can to the structure you've chosen, right? And in the next lesson, we're going to talk about how to trim this outline down and make it more coherent, make it more thorough, but probably shorter as well, right? So you know, there's still some guesswork I've got in here, but I don't want that to happen to you. I want you to get to the end of this, and I'm going to know exactly where I'm going to start going and exactly how I'm going to do it. Your homework today is to take all of your ideas and put them in the structure you've chosen for the book. And in the next lesson, I'll talk about how to cut that down and how to give yourself a real launching pad for your book. I'll see you in the next video.